right, here at World Pork Expo with me is Wendell Kniehans with Novus International. Wendell, what's your title?
I'm the Director of Product Management.
Director of Product Management. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the Novus products here for our hog market. One of the things that we're going to talk about is dietary antioxidants, kind of a new area a little bit. Give me some background there.
Well, I guess probably the easiest way to give background is take it from a human perspective. So most of us know that if we eat antioxidants, things like blueberry and green tea, right, it's a good way to maintain good health and it's part of a healthy lifestyle. In a nutshell, what Novus has learned over the last couple of years, particularly in dairy animals first, and now increasingly doing research in pigs and pork, is that that actually applies to animal agriculture as well. So dietary antioxidants, just like they're good for humans, are also good for animals to have their systems, their bodies, working at the full potential from a rate of gain or pork production standpoint.
Well, that makes sense. It certainly doesn't, especially because, I mean, aren't hogs supposed to be similar to humans in makeup? I mean, that's why we use hog valves for hearts.
Yeah, certainly there's some similarities inside between all the monogastric animals, so poultry, swine, and people. Less similar would be the ruminants.
But you're not going to feed, I'm assuming we're not talking about feeding them blueberries or green tea, right?
Well, that might be a little bit expensive for the size of diets these animals eat. So we have a long history in the antioxidant business at Novus, primarily stabilizing animal fats. But what we've done is taken that long history and put together a combination of antioxidants that we market under the brand name Agrotto Plus for swine as well as dairy to provide this dietary antioxidant business benefit to the pork producers.
Okay, well, and also, I mean, speaking of a long history, you've got a product that is kind of an antique, I guess. Santaquin, tell me about that.
Well, Santaquin is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. So it's one of the first two products with Novus, Alamut, methionine, and then Santaquin, the leading antioxidant. So we're excited about 50 years. It's played a very stable, consistent role in poultry production and been part of stabilizing fats and oil-based products for pork production as well as other production for years. One of the things that's really gained some renewed interest with Santaquin this year is with the increasing cost of vitamin E, which is a fat-soluble vitamin that degrades or oxidizes when exposed to the elements. The higher the cost we invest in that vitamin, the more valuable it is to stabilize it so you get the full value of what we pay for. So Santaquin, in combination with selenium products such as Zorian SEY, is a good way to create what we'll call a triangle, vitamin E, Santaquin, and Zorian SEY to get the full effect of vitamin E in the animal production for swine.
What are the benefits of products like this when we're looking at profits being squeezed right now in the hog market? Why is it still important to use products like this? What are their benefits?
Taking them one at a time. So Santaquin, the main benefit is if you spend the money today about five times what it was a few years back on vitamin E, you actually get the price you paid into the animal benefit. Had you chosen not to stabilize that, let's say you bought 10 units of vitamin E and allowed it to be exposed to heat and time for a while, like we always do in feed, you may only get 8 to 9 units of that benefit. So it really gets you the full value of the ingredients you invested your hard-earned money for. So in a sense, choice one is to buy 10 and get the benefit in your animal of 8. Choice two is to stabilize that, buy 10 and get 9 to 9.9 of that benefit by having stable. So that's the traditional Santaquin business. From the nutritional and dietary antioxidant business, that's really more working within the animal to maintain health of the animal to be operating at their peak potential. In that particular case, it's not fully a cost savings. It's more getting everything working its full potential, enabling you to have that animal have I'll coin the human phrase, a healthy lifestyle, which pays off in happy animals, have a better average daily intake, better rate of gain, and the part we can quantify is less medical cost and less issues with the herd itself from an animal health and reproductive conception rate standpoint, which is the research areas we're working on today to prove out in swine, but we've just really moved into that endeavor. Definitely proven it in ruminants and dairy. Now we're working and have the indication that the same is true, and we'll learn more about that in swine going forward.
Well, tell me a little bit about, I mean, especially here at World Pork Expo, it's good to get a real one-on-one feedback from your customers. So what kind of feedback are you getting? I mean, for your long-term products like Santaquin, but for something more, the newer dietary antioxidants, what kind of feedback are you getting from the producers?
Yeah, so the producers are coming back and saying, wow, I hadn't thought about stabilizing my ingredients in that way. So many years ago, when vitamin E was a lot lower cost, they may have considered this and chosen not to and then continue with that tradition. It wasn't top of mind when it went up 5 to 10X. It's not 10X anymore, but still it's very high compared to the traditional trend. So now bringing that top of mind helps them pull out that old tool that still works just as well and save money on their input line from a vitamin E and getting that nutritional benefit into the animal. The dietary area, producers are always excited about cutting-edge technology and research that helps them be more productive. So we see some opportunity there. One of the things that we've focused on with our Agrata Plus technology is beginning to look at how that works with some of the new ingredients. It's no secret there's a little additional fat in distillers dry grains, for example. So if you take that trend of that lower cost available feedstuff, it stands to reason, and we're working through some of the research that stabilizing that more fat-rich feedstuff can lead to an opportunity to lower your feed cost and get the same performance.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. That's Wendell Kniehans here at the World Pork Expo in the Novus International booth. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.